In an earlier story, this correspondent mentioned that CPM had raised sharp criticism towards the welcome song staged during the curtain raiser of the 61st All Kerala School Youth Festival. Because the visual included the scene of a Bharatiya soldier catching hold of a gun-wielding terrorist in Kashmir and the terrorist's attire was akin to that of a Muslim. The scene was to reminisce the valiant action of Captain P.V. Vikram, who attained martyrdom in the Kargil War of 1999. The towel the terrorist wore as the headgear was interpreted as a keffiyeh, part of the Arab dress. In fact, the towel had nothing to do with any religion. Guns and towels are not symbols of any religion. The song included some lines about the collage of conch, adhan and church bells, marking the religious harmony. When the song was played during the inaugural ceremony, the entire audience and the guests greeted it with great applause. The lyricist P.K. Gopi and the director Kanaka Das, the director of Matha Perambra Kala Kendra, were presented mementos as gratitude for the great work by the organizers. But the criticism and controversy were fabricated after the culmination of the festival. It came close on the heels of the attack unleashed against Pazhedim Mohanam Nambuthiri, who has been running the kitchen for the youth festivals for the last 16 years. He was blamed for the pure vegetarian food he served, hence the Brahmanical hegemony he brought. It led to his categorical statement that he would never return to the youth festival kitchen. Meanwhile, Education Minister declared that the youth festival canteen would serve non-veg food to those who wanted it next year. Mohammad Riyas, ministerial colleague as well as son-in-law of Pinarayi Vijayan, CPM Supremo and the Chief Minister of the state, demanded an inquiry into the issue of the welcome song. He says there are deliberate attempts to portray a particular community as extremist. Now, V. Shivankutty, Education Minister as well as CPM leader, has declared an inquiry into the matter. This is the latest example of tight competition between the CPM-led ruling Left Democratic Front, LDF, and the Congress-led opposition United Democratic Front, UDF, for bagging the minority vote bank. Leaders of CPM, Congress and Indian Union Muslim League, coalition partner of UDF, and various Muslim bodies criticized the song. They all see Islamophobia in it. In other words, hereafter, no one should say or write or act in a drama or ballet against terrorists. Because the religion of the terrorist is of paramount significance. Matha Perambra has had a rich experience in the realm of theatre and visual stage programs. It has been a registered body since 2006. They have staged several programs within the state, within the whole country and also abroad. Recently, they staged a visual musical program in connection with the Malappuram District Conference of CPM. They staged another program for the valedictory function of the same conference. The Diamond Jubilee of the formation of the state of Kerala was another program in their credit. It was watched by Pinarayi Vijayan, his ministerial colleagues and MLAs. Matha presented a program for the Southern Zonal Council, participated by Home Minister Amit Shah and CMs of the Dakshin Bharat states. Government of Kerala assigned Matha to stage programs for government ceremonies like the reception to the Vietnamese ambassador, the Golden Jubilee of the Kerala Legislature Assembly and reception for Rashtrapati Ramnath Kovind are some among them. Matha has staged several programs as per assignments from governments led by both LDF and UDF. Matha has represented Kerala state 5 times in India International Trade Fair in Delhi. Once again, Kerala witnesses blatant minority appeasement even at the cost of nationalism. At last, youth festival looks like turning hate festival.